From the four corners of the internet, from the news capitals at home and abroad, the latest in aviation brought into focus. And now, reporting from Flight Wisdom headquarters, we proudly present the Flight Wisdom Guru and the briefing.
This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 10. The Open Skies Agreement between the United States and the European Union will continue. When the agreement was put into place 3 years ago, the European Union was insistent they would not stand for the continued limit on foreign ownership of U.S. carriers. However, the U.S. and the EU have agreed to keep the terms of the original agreement in place indefinitely and extend cooperations on security, as well as other things. Further details will be available as they emerge. As part of an agreement to bring American Eagle to the airport, Augusta Regional Airport will be running the American Ticket Desk for the first year, in addition to providing ramp services and waiving landing and terminal fees. All American apparently has to do is show up. More on this coming at blog.flightwisdom.com. British Airways Chief Willie Walsh said that he remains ready to meet with unions before a second 4-day strike begins on Saturday. Delta Airlines took delivery of its 18th Boeing 777 on Thursday. The plane was escorted from Seattle to Delta headquarters in Atlanta by more than 80 honorees of their Chairman's Club employee recognition program. The new aircraft, their second 777-200LR, will permit Delta to operate service from Detroit to Hong Kong starting June 1st, as well as other longer routes otherwise not possible for the airline. Continental will inaugurate new nonstop service from Newark's Liberty Airport to Munich. Continental will operate the daily service with a Boeing 767-200ER, with 25 passengers in first and 149 passengers in economy. LON Airlines announced that the company had signed an agreement to adjust the delivery schedule of its 10 Boeing 787 Dreamliners on order, previously scheduled to begin in 2014. LON is now set to receive its aircraft in 2011. This will make them the first airline in the Western Hemisphere to receive the aircraft at a time when many other airlines are deferring deliveries of new equipment. Lufthansa announced the resumption of service to Iraq after 20 years, with a 4 times weekly flight from Frankfurt to Erbil in northern Iraq. The service will begin April 24th and will be operated with an Airbus A319. The airline also plans to add service to Baghdad, but no schedule has yet been announced. U.S. Airways announced that they will resume service between its Charlotte hub and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after a hiatus of 7 years. All 3 daily flights will be operated by subsidiary PSA, using 50-seat CRJ-200 regional jets. And most importantly, beginning June 24th, customers can listen to Zydeco music or feast on beignets anytime they want. On June 10th, Delta Airlines will add service between West Virginia's Greenbrier Valley Airport near Lewisburg and both Atlanta and New York's LaGuardia airports. Each service will be once daily using 50-seat Canadair regional jets. Links to press releases and articles referenced can be found in the notes for each briefing on our website. If you have a story you'd like to hear on the Flight Wisdom briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com/contact or on Twitter at Flight Wisdom. This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing Number 10, released March 26th, 2010.
Flight attendants, please prepare for departure.
You're a busy professional and your time is valuable. So much as you'd like to, you don't always have the time to listen to hours of audio commenting on the news of the week. Relax, there is a solution. The Flight Wisdom Briefing. Flight Wisdom offers you all the news you need and convenient briefings issued several times a week. Subscribe at blog.flightwisdom.com today. The Flight Wisdom Briefing is now available on iTunes.